I read somewhere that you would translate from, I think, English or Spanish into Latin his tweets to like 230,000 of the Latin
Yes.
subscribers. Was that the case?
Yes, so briefly, this is a very charming story, I think, and one which really is, I think I've tried to tell this story, and you found it obviously, and I'm happy that you did, because it's again, it's sort of kind of shows the quotidian nature of what goes on. So it was Benedict, and not him personally, but his staff, and I think we were part of that. In other words, the Latin section that I was working in. We were aware of the power of social media, and so it was suggested to him that he should launch some kind of a social media channel. Well, extensive research was done, deliberations. Facebook was a candidate. Now, of course, we're going back to, I can't remember the year, but things have changed. You know, this is when Twitter was still in the early days of Twitter, or long before it became X. In any case, it was settled on Twitter for various reasons, because it was brief. And it was at least exposed to all kinds of possible, you know, going back and forth and so on. Anyway, so Twitter, and so the way I got involved was that originally it was in six languages, and if I remember correctly, it would have been European languages: French, German, Italian, Spanish, Polish was included. Anyway, it's something else, not Latin. Latin was not included. So we just sat back. That is, the Latinists. And didn't raise our voices. We were a little bit disappointed because we thought it would be a lot of fun to. But then we basically got a pile of letters, several piles of letters, you know, almost halfway to the ceiling that we synthesized and got forwarded. These letters were begging for the Pope to tweet in Latin. And Alvaro, I'll tell you that one of the most beautiful things is less than half of them were from Catholics. These are from people throughout the world who knew the importance of Latin. Or just loved it for fun, but they knew of its importance because of his history and so on. And they also were aware that it was the official language of the church. And they said, Your Holiness, why aren't you tweeting in Latin? You're tweeting in all of these languages. So it didn't take much to persuade dear Pope Benedict, because he loved Latin and he could speak it fluently. We would speak with him fluently. That he said, why not? He said, why didn't we, basically, why did we not do this in the first place? I didn't have an answer for that. But so then we started to prepare the tweets in Latin and had great fun doing it. It was a that because that story, I'm glad it was circulated so widely. People are mistaken that we spent most of our time doing that. That was basically about 2% of the way I spent my time was writing tweets, but it was certainly a wonderful respite. And beyond that, it had an enormous impact for handing on and teaching the language. And I used it as a tool in that way.
And, you know, 2% of your time, yet maybe reaching thousands more people than in the 98%. And sometimes that's kind of how it is. And sort of like a continuing the language, using like almost like this ancient language with this modern means, the marriage there is beautiful.
Yes, and the number of followers, actually, we kept track of it in order to show, because there were still some naysayers that we shouldn't have been, this was the wrong signal or something like that. Again, we already had the piles of letters to kind of demonstrate that this was not the church pushing anything on the world, but the world pushing something on the church. But the number of followers, we were quite proud, I must admit, because we surpassed I think Polish and then French. So Latin was rising up there with the number of, I don't know what it's at now. I have no idea. I haven't followed in years. I have to confess there. But in any case, you're right that it had an enormous impact on lots of different levels for people, and tweeting in general from the Pope. It just showed that, you know, the Pope was open to new technology, new ways of communicating.